welcome to the Gregor Podcast. Are you looking for a better pre-owned buying experience? Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. Check it out, Lakewood Chev. As we get to Matt Sakaris joining us from Vancouver, TSN 1040. Matty, the refrain in Vancouver right now, go with the young kids, because, yeah, they're the future. There's always a risk of if you go too young, you end up like Edmonton and losing all the time.
I was going to say, Jason, it's very peculiar that this matchup finds itself Saturday night with the Oilers putting up converted touchdowns and looking like a playoff team and on the cusp of, you know, a terrific period of hockey there in Edmonton, and it's exactly the opposite here. I mean, we have invoked the last decade for the Oilers on our show this week. It's not a deep organization. They're going to be playing kids from here the way from this part of the season all the way home, and that's going to be the case for the foreseeable future here. So the cautionary tales about, you know, tanking and how deep to make the rebuild are flowing quite liberally here in Vancouver this week.
Yeah, well, the great part about tanking is it's kind of a myth. Well, except maybe Buffalo the one year. But for the most part, the players don't purposely want to lose. And you can play your young guys down the stretch, and then they suddenly win games, right? So to me, it's kind of funny to say, we'll play the young guys and we'll tank. Well, there's no guarantee you can play the young guys and win 10 games.
Yeah, and management certainly isn't tanking here. It's just, you know, they don't see a lot of wisdom in loading up minutes to the Sedin twins at their age. And guys who they know, you know, what they are and what they aren't. They got some young players that they got to find out if they're ready for extra responsibility on this hockey club going forward. And look, the head coach was very hesitant to do this before last night's game against Dallas. He basically had to be coaxed into it because he's coaching for his job here. So, and last night, I must say, the minutes were split up pretty evenly. Some of the young kids got way more than they otherwise would have before the Canucks sort of declaring the playoffs a done deal this week. Not that they weren't a done deal a couple weeks ago. So I would expect you'll see more of that tomorrow in Edmonton.
Looking at Willie Desjardins, Matt, you know, coaches is only as good as his players, ultimately. But some coaches aren't fit for a certain group. Do you think he is the coach for this group moving forward?
That's a very difficult question. My sense is he's the coach you would absolutely want at practice, Jason. Mm. He's got a teacher's degree. He does his best work in coaching up and teaching up the fundamentals and you know, the systems and all the things that a coach needs to instill in a young player. The issue with him here in Vancouver has been bench strategy and adjustments on the fly, adjustments during a game, adjustments to strategy during the course of a season or a playoff series, as in a couple of years ago when they lost to Calgary. I get the sense that, you know, there are people in the organization that view Willie Desjardins as valuable going forward based on all his years in junior hockey, all his years in the AHL, and his ability to learn these players up. My sense is that the losing record, two missed playoffs, two in a row, and some really stubborn crosses he hung on to this year are likely going to cost him his job.
Which one do you think he stubbornly held on to the longest?
Jason Negna has one goal in 40 games, and he has been given opportunity after opportunity, if not in the top six, in the top nine, and on the power play as well. It's just unconscionable. It's a journeyman player, a fringe AHL, NHL player, and he has gotten opportunity after opportunity this year where players with perhaps more talent and pedigree weren't given the same opportunity.
Oh, my God. Oilers fans are screaming Toby Peterson, Liam Reddick's right now. It's outstanding because that's a similar scenario that's unfolded here at different times. And it's probably more Liam Reddick's really when I go back and think about it. Looking quickly at the Canucks, what do you think they're going to do with Ryan Miller?
Well, there's a very good case for bringing him back. He has been absolutely exceptional this season. It's you know, to think of where they would be without Ryan Miller this year, I mean, they could be in Colorado territory if not for the heroics of Ryan Miller. His numbers don't paint the whole story because there have been so many nights where he has just been under fire with not enough help in front of him. There's a great case to be made to bringing him back on a one-year deal, even at $6 million, which is what he's making right now, just to stabilize the most important position, the goaltending position, and keep the team reasonably competitive, keep the product reasonably watchable next year. My sense is that Ryan Miller may be at the point in his career. He's got a two-year-old son. His wife, of course, is a Hollywood actress, whereby family may mean more than starts. And if that's the case, I do wonder, no matter what money Vancouver throws in front of Ryan Miller, if he may be more inclined to sign in California this summer.
Is Godolman going to play tomorrow?
I don't think so. He practiced today. He lost 15 pounds with a respiratory virus. I would doubt it. I know they wanted to get him at least a couple of practices before getting him back in the lineup. He's had one. I don't know if you want to count a morning skate as two, but I don't believe he made the trip, so I don't think that he'll be I don't think he'll be in uniform tomorrow.
And I think they've had 34 different skaters dress in a game this year for the Vancouver Canucks. How many more do you think you'll see in the last 12?
Wow, great question, Jason. Well, if North Dakota fails to make the NCAA tournament, I do think Brock Besser, their first-round pick from a couple of years ago, one of the best players in college hockey, will sign, and I do think they will probably get him into a game. I'm just trying to think of the AHL team right now and whether someone who hasn't played a game might get another one before the season's out. I mean, I suppose there's an outside chance that Jacob Markstrom has to miss the rest of the year, that maybe they try and get their best goaltending prospect, Thatcher Demko, a game in the NHL just as a reward because he's played so well on the farm this year. But I think, you know, Besser, maybe one more. I think it probably gets capped at 35. And really, Jason, 35's enough, isn't it?
Yeah, Matty, it definitely is. Yeah. Matt, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, brother. Good catching up.